Nathaniel Cholnyok, a South Sudanese-American citizen living in Juba, says he spends time following political events in the United States. Chol left the U.S. 4 years ago to start a business in South Sudan. He says he doesn't see any challenges that could prevent him from voting in the U.S. November elections.
In January, this is where I registered, and then received my mail-in ballot, and then I will be able to fill it and send it back to the U.S. When the voting is open for people outside the U.S. will be able to vote, and then they will be mail-in with the help of the U.S. Embassy.
After questions about his age and mental acuity, Democrat U.S. President Joe Biden passed the torch to his Vice President Kamala Harris, who is facing former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee. John Samuel, another South Sudanese-American who left the U.S. last November from the state of Texas, says the distance has had an impact on his participation in the U.S. elections.
Just being far away, you're not able to keep up with a lot of the things that happen. Another thing a lot of people have to realize is elections in the United States, you have the presidential, but you also have state governor's elections, state senator's elections, national U.S. senators, and congressmen, which means that I don't know the local dynamics and the local politics of that place. So that's been the biggest challenge. And then also just the day-to-day things, the time zone changes.
Joel says two key issues are important in the U.S. presidential race.
One, South Sudanese Americans, like any other citizens, vote for a president and a government that promote a stable economy, where fuel prices, commodity prices, and home prices can stay low and stable. Also, the identity issue and the racial equality issue for everyone in America is important, because everyone wants to be valued and respected.
As Chol and Samuel are connected to the U.S. politics, some other South Sudanese Americans, like Deng Ajak, say he's not able to follow events in the United States.
I have challenges of not even watching the news for some time. We have challenges of internet. You need to use to buy the internet, and it is too expensive here. I don't have enough fund for me to run the situation that I am in. So I'm not thinking of buying internet always.
Both Trump and Harris are busy hitting the campaign trail in key battle states after Thursday night's presidential debate, with just 52 days before the elections. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.